Hi, welcome back. This is Carissa Powell.
Hey, it's Tara Coleman. And in this episode, we're talking about working while the world falls apart. And we're going to focus on two things. The first one is pandemic fear and pandemic fatigue. Is that something you've experienced since the world started to fall apart, Carissa?
Yes, unfortunately. For me, that looked like at the very beginning of the pandemic, I went through a period where I was obsessively checking COVID statistics several times a day. And it took me a little bit to be able to go down to like checking once a day to like once a week. And that's something I worked out with my therapist. But that was not super healthy behavior at the very beginning, but it felt like things were happening so fast and I had to be on top of everything that was changing. What did that look like for you?
Oh my gosh. Can I real quick say how much I appreciate that you shared that you're seeing a therapist? There's a lot of stigma to going to get help outside of your bubble. And a therapist is an amazing trained person who is outside of your bubble enough to see things you might overlook. So good for you for caring about yourself enough to, you know, to do that and to share it with other people. It's so easy for me to talk about fatigue. I am an early bird and I have the hardest time getting out of bed. My sleep has sucked royally. And I think that it's because I've had a lot more anxiety. I started with the pandemic and then it went into the world kind of crumbling at the edges with social justice. And we'll talk more about that later. But it took me a while to realize that it was happening to me. And I don't know if this is good or bad, but because it's happening to other people too, I feel a lot less lonely in that place. And I feel it's a lot easier for me to share with other people. And people have been really great about helping out. And it allows me to help out too, especially since, again, like most of the people I see now are through my computer. My colleagues who are my friends, I mostly see in meetings. And it's really helpful to be a village and keep an eye on each other. Are there things that you really have found useful when it comes to dealing with the fatigue and fear, but still getting stuff done, particularly in meetings?
Yeah. So something that I think worked really well both in the classroom. So I taught a first year seminar in fall 2020. And something I picked up from that, which I have also found to be really helpful in meetings, is to do a wellness check-in. I did this anonymously with my students and got way more honest answers. And so depending on your office, work, organizational norms, you might want to try a wellness check. And for me, that looks like using a tool like Slido is my new favorite, but we're going to list a bunch of tools in our handouts, so check there as well. But just asking folks, how are you really doing? And you might get answers that will contextualize how people are in the meeting. And so if you know that someone's grandparent is in the hospital with COVID, you might understand maybe why they're being a little more quiet or reserved in a meeting. And that really contextualizes people's behavior in a meeting.
I love that. So a combination of doing anonymous and named wellness checks. In my class was very small and I would do high-low buffaloes and people would share what's going on. And I'll be honest, toward like about halfway into the class, no one had highs anymore, or their highs were things that in a different year would be really sad. But I took a shower and I put on clean pajama bottoms. It was amazing. And we all were really pumped about it. Wellness checks are really great. I think another thing that's helpful is that we are sometimes still acting as if we're not in a pandemic. And we should change that. We're in a pandemic. Things are going on. And while we want to have a normal, I think sometimes we can do a lot less of stuff. And a lot of times we are meeting because we meet and not because we need to. Sometimes we want to do a check and see how people are doing, and that's great. But scheduling a meeting on someone's calendar and forcing them to be on their computer for the seventh hour of the day maybe isn't the best way of checking on people or getting work done. We can do that by asking people to share in some sort of online feedback. You could use something like Discord, having people do short little videos or audio check-ins. It might be a really great way of getting them connected, but not forcing them to sit at a computer for another hour, because more time in a meeting doesn't mean more work is getting done.
Do you have thought process, Tara, about what could wait? Like, how do you think through what meeting should happen now and what could maybe be pushed off into an email instead?
I like to separate meetings into discussion and decision making. And a lot of times decision making is just a vote. So there's no need to meet for that. I lead our university's common reading program, and we're a really large committee. Some years we've had 60 people on 3 campuses. And discussion of the books we're considering is really important. And I create avenues. We can do that in person. We can do that virtually. We use a survey to capture data. But we don't vote on a book in the meeting because that is a waste of time. We've already had the discussion. I ask that people complete a survey and they vote on what we want to keep or take off the list. And they share that with context and comments. And that's all shared. So it gives them time to think about it. It allows people who are quieter not to get overrun by our more boisterous people. And it saves time. We can make our discussion, we can have a really good discussion in an hour. There's no need to fight over it. I don't believe in wordsmithing in groups. That drives me crazy. Some people love it. If what we're doing is picking the questions we're going to use in an interview, let's do that in a survey. We don't need to argue over that. If there are 10 people on your search committee, put all the questions in, have them vote yes, no, maybe. And then once you have a list, have a discussion on what editing needs to be done. Maybe no editing needs to be done in the meeting. But again, like arguing question by question can be a real time suck. We'd love to know from our listeners, what are some of the fears and fatigues you've dealt with since the pandemic started, and what you recommend for making it easier to deal with. Please share that with us. Also, we'd love other recommendations.
Yeah, let us know. And thanks for listening. This is Carissa Powell.
Hey, it's Tara Coleman. Peace out.